This is a reading of the article Ocarina on Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, by user Aile Grise, A-I-L-E-S space G-R-I-S-E-S. The ocarina is an ancient flute-like wind instrument. Variations do exist, but a typical ocarina is an enclosed space with 4 to 12 finger holes and a mouthpiece that projects from the body. It is often ceramic, but other materials may also be used, such as plastic, wood, glass, clay, and metal. This article contains 9 sections. 1. History. 2. Musical performance. 2.1. Tone production / acoustics. 2.2. Musical notation / tablature. 3. Types. 4. Similar instruments. 5. Gallery. 6. See also. 7. References. 8. Further reading. 9. External links. Section 1. History. The ocarina belongs to a very old family of instruments, believed to date back to over 12,000 years. Ocarina-type instruments have been of particular importance in Chinese and Mesoamerican cultures. For the Chinese, the instrument played an important role in their long history of song and dance. The ocarina has similar features to the zun, another important Chinese instrument, but is different in that the ocarina uses an internal duct, whereas zun is blown across the outer edge. In Japan, the traditional ocarina is known as the tsuchibue, literally earthen flute. Different expeditions to Mesoamerica, including the one conducted by Cortez, resulted in the introduction of the ocarina to the courts of Europe. Both the Mayans and Aztecs had produced versions of the ocarina, but it was the Aztecs who brought to Europe the song and dance that accompanied the ocarina. The ocarina went on to become popular in European communities as a toy instrument. Its earliest use in Europe dates back to the 19th century in Vidrio, a town near Bologna, Italy, where Giuseppe Donati transformed the ocarina from a toy, which only played a few notes, into a more comprehensive instrument, known as the first classical ocarinas. The word ocarina, in the Bolognese dialect, means little goose. The earlier form was known in Europe as a gem's horn, which was made from animal horns of the chamois, Dutch gems. The ocarina was featured in the Nintendo video game The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time, attracting a marked increase in interest and a dramatic rise in sales. Section 2. Musical Performance. Subsection 1. Tone Production / Acoustics. How an ocarina works. 1. Air enters through the windway. 2. Air strikes the labium, producing sound. 3. Air vibrates throughout the inside of the ocarina. 4. Covering and uncovering holes lowers and raises the pitch. The ocarina, unlike other vessel flutes, has the unusual quality of not relying on the pipe length to produce a particular tone. Instead, the tone is dependent on the ratio of the total surface area of opened holes to the total cubic volume enclosed by the instrument. This means that, unlike a flute or recorder, sound is created by resonance of the entire cavity, and the placement of the holes on the ocarina is largely irrelevant. Their size is the most important factor. Instruments that have tone holes close to the voicing or embouchure should be avoided, however, because this weakens the tonal production, since an ocarina is a Helmholtz resonator. The resonator in the ocarina can create overtones, but because of the common egg shape, these overtones are many octaves above the keynote scale. In similar Helmholtz resonator instruments with a narrow cone shape, like the gem's horn or tonette, some partial overtones are available. The technique of overblowing to get a range of higher pitched notes is possible with the ocarina, but not widely used because the resulting note is not clean enough, so the range of pitches available is limited to a 12th. Some ocarina makers increase the range by designing double or triple chambered ocarinas tuned one octave apart, although some double ocarinas are not made to increase range, but to play in harmony with the other chambers. These double and triple ocarinas can also play chords. Different notes are produced by covering the holes and by opening and closing more or less of the total hole area. The tone is then produced through the sound hole / embouchure. The tone can also be varied by changing blowing strength to bend pitch. Section 2, Subsection 2, Musical Notation / Tablature. Ocarina music is written in three main ways. The most apparent is the use of sheet music. These are archives of sheet music either specifically written for ocarinas or adapted from piano sheet music. Since some ocarinas are fully chromatic and can be played in professional musical situations, including classical and folk, sheet music is an ideal notation for ocarinas. Second is the use of numerical tablature, which expresses the musical notes as numbers. Some makers have developed their own system of numerical tablature for their ocarinas, while others follow a more universal system where numbers correspond to different notes on the scale. This method is typically used by beginners who have not learned to read sheet music. A third method uses a pictorial tablature similar to the ocarina's finger hole pattern, with blackened holes that represent which holes to cover. The tablature represents the holes on the top of the ocarina and, where necessary, the holes on the underside. This enables easy playing, particularly for beginners. The two most popular tablature systems are the John Taylor four-hole system, invented in 1964 by British mathematician John Taylor, and the 10-hole sweet potato system, invented by Giuseppe Donati of Bugio, Italy. Depending on the artist, some may write a number or figure over the picture to depict how many beats to hold the note. Section 3. Types. There are many different styles of ocarinas, varying in shape and the number of holes. Transverse, or sweet potato. This is the best known style of ocarina. It has a rounded shape and is held with two hands horizontally. Depending on the number of holes, one just needs to open one more hole than the previous to ascend in pitch. The two most common transverse ocarinas are the 10-hole, originated by Giuseppe Donati in Italy, and the 12-hole. Pendants. There are two types of pendant ocarinas. The English pendant. These are usually very small and very portable and use an English fingering system, 4 to 6 holes. The Peruvian pendant, dating from the time of the Incas, used as instruments for festivals, rituals, and ceremonies. They are today in the design of animals or simply oval, 8 to 9 holes. Inline. These are often called a fusion of the pendant and the transverse. This style is known for being very small and compact, yet there are more holes than the pendant. This allows one to ascend in pitch with a linear finger pattern rather than finger combinations. Multi-chambered ocarinas, better known as double and triple ocarinas, this type exists within the three broad categories of ocarina. These ocarinas overcome the disadvantage of ocarinas of having a limited range of notes. A transverse double ocarina typically plays 2 octaves plus 2 notes, and a transverse triple ocarina plays with a range of about 2 octaves plus 7 notes. Double ocarinas for pendant and inline ocarinas also exist. Double inline ocarinas are specifically designed to be able to play chords for harmonic playing. Ocarinas with keys have been produced by several makers, mostly experimentally, beginning in the late 19th century. Keys and slides may be added with the intention of either expanding the instrument's range or to enable the fingers to reach holes that are widely spaced. Section 4. Similar instruments. Other vessel flutes include the Chinese zun and African globe flutes. The zun is a Chinese vessel flute made of clay or ceramic. It is one of the oldest Chinese instruments. Shaped like an egg, it differs from the ocarina in being side-blown, like the Western concert flute, rather than having a recorder-like mouthpiece, known as a fipple or break. Similar instruments exist in Korea, the hun, and Japan, the tsuchibue. A related family of instruments is the closed pipe family, which includes the panpipes and other instruments that produce their tone by vibrating a column of air within a stopped cylinder. The old-fashioned jug band jug also has similar properties. The traditional German instrument Gemshorn works nearly the same way as an ocarina. The only difference is the material it's made from, the horn of the chamois, goat, or other similar animal. The Borindo is a simple hollow clay ball with 3 to 4 holes, one somewhat larger and the other smaller and of the same size. The holes are arranged in an isosceles triangular form. The Borindo is made out of soft, alluvial clay available in plenty everywhere in the central Indus Valley. Being of the simplest design, it is made even by children. Some adults make fine barindos of larger size, put pottery designs on them, and bake them. These baked barindos with pottery designs are the later evolved forms of this musical instrument, which appears to have previously been used in its simple, unbaked form for a long time. The sound notes are produced by blowing somewhat horizontally into the larger hole. Fingertips are placed on smaller holes to regulate the notes. Its ease of play makes it popular among children and the youth. Section 5. Gallery. A picture gallery is included in the article, showing pictures of various types of ocarinas. Section 6. See also: flute, Native American flute, pan flute, and The Legend of Zelda: Ocarina of Time.